We were just talking about Tangled and nostalgic films, and also films that used to scare us when we were children.
I don't like horror films. I'm just going to put it out there. Yeah. Every horror film scares me. I just don't understand why you'd scare yourself on purpose. Yeah. And I'm always fine with them. And then as soon as I rest my little head to go to sleep, shut my eyes and bam, I see whatever horror film I've watched. I don't mind gore, that's fine. Jump scares,
really?
Absolutely not. I can't deal with jump scares.
Yeah, I feel like
they're
so
cheap. Caught me off guard.
And like psychological ones, no. They just...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah, they really mess me up.
Wow.
They just get in my head.
I love them.
What's your favourite horror film?
Horror film? When I say I like horror, I don't watch it like all the time, so I can't think of them all.
Okay.
I prefer like true crime.
Oh, yeah. I find that so interesting.
Psychological thrillers and stuff.
I think it's good until I'm like, wait, this actually happened.
Yeah, this is real.
Yeah, you have to have that kind of disconnect. In other words... And then you get too into it and go like, oh, wait,
yeah,
I'm a bit too disconnected from it now.
And then you're researching it and finding out what actually happened. And
yep, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I feel like I can only get into anything like based on a true story if it's at least like a true story that happened 50 years ago. Anything too recent, I'm like, no, this is too real.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anything that hits too close to home is an immediate no. It has to be so... far-fetched and something that, well, that I think would never happen to me. Flash forward to like 20 years, something's happened and there's like a film
playing
about
this
it
clip
or something.
Like, yeah, this is like, there's like actors playing us right now.
Who would you want to play you in a film?
Oh, that's a
fun.
Good question.
Yeah.
No one's weird enough.
People have told me I look a bit like Kate Winslet before.
I see that, yeah. I do sort of see it.
People say, like, from a side profile, apparently my nose looks like Kate Winslet's.
Turn to the side.
I don't think I know Kate Winslet's nose well enough.
No, not well enough.
I say, don't know who Kate Winslet is. I was like,
really? Oh, no.
Ian's looking at us through the window. Yeah.
Look at my nose to see if I look like Kate Winslet.
Yeah,
but I do like her, I don't think.
That's a massive compliment. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I mean. When people say that, I'm like, oh, I don't... I'll take it, but... I don't know who I'd want to play me, though.
Well, yeah, it's a hard question. I feel like I don't know any actresses or anything. I can't think of any.
None that look like me.
That's quite difficult.
The good thing about like people playing you is you can just choose anyone. Like,
yeah.
I guess, who's the coolest actress in the world?
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. We could have two Kate Winslets.
Two Kate Winslet plays all of us.
She's really talented. I think she could pull it off.
Yeah,
she could.
And do you think in a film, like say if it's meant to be like an accurate portrayal of something, do you think it's more important that they look like them or they have the same vibes?
Same vibes.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Rami Malek was, something like that. when he was cast as Freddie Mercury, I was like, I don't really see it.
Really
and then
good.
When I watched the film, I was like, wow, that's kind of a bit uncanny.
He has like the right energy for it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I felt with, is it Elizabeth Debicki? These last names.
something like that.
Playing Princess Diana in The Crown. I thought, whoa.
She was good.
I haven't seen it yet either, but there's a new film out which is like based on Bruce Springsteen. It's Jeremy Allen White who is like acting as him. And the first time I saw it, I was like, no. And then I watched an interview with them and Bruce Springsteen is so like heavily involved in producing this film that I'm like, okay, fair enough. And just thinking about all the things that Jeremy Allen White has done before, I do just love him. And I think he really settles into a character. Mm. So I'm like, maybe it'd be great. My mum really likes Bruce Springsteen and I did say, do you want to watch it with me? And she was like, no, it won't be right.
I suppose it would be a bit freaky to see someone you know. So
did anyone watch Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan?
I did.
I
think he got the same vibe as Bob Dylan. I didn't really know very much about Bob Dylan before the film, and I still didn't after the film. And I didn't really understand what you were saying half the time, which I think is true to Bob Dylan, because I don't think I can understand what Bob Dylan's saying. Yeah,
sometimes I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of playing guitars, a lot of smoking cigarettes, and that was kind of it, and that's all I remember. Sorry, in the cinema
good
as well.
I went to the cinema at the weekend and I watched Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Because I went into it, and I think a lot of people had been giving it hate online because a lot of people said it was like a really like boy centric movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but I'm not entirely, I don't want to watch the film for table tennis. Like, I respect table tennis after watching it, but it's not something that I'd reach towards. It's not something I watch all the time. I
didn't even realize it was about table tennis.
No, I
know. I just seen clips of him running through a street and I was wondering what he was doing.
But I think it's more about him and it's more about like his personality in it. And it was really entertaining. It's a hard recommend. Yeah, the ending is quite controversial as well. I mean, won't give any spoilers. But if you watch it, you'll know what I mean.
Oh, I have to watch it now.
Interesting. I think that's who I'd like to play me. I think I'd get
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. I feel like he could pull it off.
I think he could.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think.
A lot of research for the role. But.
Yeah, and I think he really, really, like, obviously I don't know the character who was portraying in, like, the table tennis world. But he just really, really takes the character on board. And I really enjoyed that. And it almost is just a whole film about Timothée Chalamet. And it's like, how could you not enjoy that?
Yeah, how could you not?
Like, how could you not?
He is in everything at the moment, though. I feel like every new film that comes out, he's in it.
It's
he's
like the there. Same five actors in every film.
I feel like Pedro Pascal for a little while. And now it's Timothée Chalamet
and
again.
And Paul Mescal. And Josh O'Connor.
Yeah, they're
Paul
having a
Mescal's
moment right now.
In something, is he in Hamnet?
Hamnet,
that's on my watch list as well.
Yeah, I read that book. I really loved it.
Yeah, so there are some good things coming out. I feel like the last few years have been quite, I don't know, in terms of like TV and film, I've been a bit like meh.
Yeah.
But I feel like recently, the last 6 months or so, there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
I agree.
Things to watch out for.
And we'll also have to watch out for live action Tangled.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the casting?
A bit not disappointing, because I don't know who they are. But as someone that literally lives and breathes Tangled every day, I don't think there's a very accurate casting. Because they don't look like the characters. And I'm also a bit worried about how they're going to like do the animation and also Maximus and Pascal, like, are they going to get a real chameleon or are they just going to animate him?
I was going to say, what's the chameleon guy's name?
It's going to look horrible. I'm terrified. It's going to look terrible.
I think it's a film that means a lot to a lot of people, so hopefully they'll do it justice, but
there's a lot of pressure.
They'll have to paint
most of it
green.
Is animated anyway, so how are they going to do it?
Yeah, with the glowing hair, I feel like that's going to look a bit freaky.
Stuff, the tower.
Yeah, I mean, there's like lanterns in real life.
Wow. I know,
there's
they can make a tower,
sentence.
But...
Yeah, they can make a tower.
What about the hair when it's glowing as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it's
going
to look freaky, I think.
I think we will just have to wait and see.
Absolutely.
Yes. Suspense.
Yes. And we've just been talking about Stars, and now we have Stars by China Black.
Oh my God.